Well, the team is working very, very hard. We don't have all the players in this moment, but the players who are here, they are working very hard, very well, and I think we are improving a lot. I'm very happy. I'm very happy for the work we are doing.
Do you have enough time this month that is left? Do you have enough time?
Well, it's the time that we have. All the teams have the same time, so we have to adapt to the time. Every coach wants more time, but I mean, I think this is the time and we have to adapt. And I think this is the end of the season. We did a lot of work last summer, so the good thing to have a continuity in the team is that the team is not from zero. The team begins from something that we did last year, and then this is very good. So in this month, we have to be ready.
When do you expect to have the full roster available? All the players.
Well, this week we have, tomorrow we have Katia Dimitrova coming, and also Thursday Donika Hoch is here also, and then I hope next Monday Dimana Georgieva is here also, and then we still have Daniela Georgieva, Liliana Ilieva still playing in Italy. I don't know for how long, maybe very late. So, but the other players will be here this week or beginning of next week. So,
is it good that the players come from championships? They haven't stopped, they haven't got rest, that they're in a good physical condition?
Well, normally the end of the season is not the best moment for physical condition because the players are tired. It's true that they are in the rhythm of competition, they play, but they are tired. This is why we try to give everybody 1 week, 8, 9 days, even 10 days holiday. So all of them had some rest. It's not much, but some rest is important, especially for the mind to change a little bit now. But okay, it is true that they are playing, and it's not like when we begin in the summer last year that they are 1 month holiday. But okay, this is it like this. Now what is important is that they recover good from injuries, from tiredness of mind, things like this, and they recover and they are fresh for the competition.
Do you have any serious injuries in the team? Do you know about?
Well, we have now Steffi Miteva, who is now in Sofia doing some tests. She has some problem in the knee, and then we don't know what is going to happen. She's now in Sofia with this resonance mm-hmm. test. We have to know. Tomorrow she will go to the doctor with the results, and we will see. The rest, okay, well, normal things after the season. Pain here, pain there, but nothing serious, only this.
Last year there were some questions about the selections of the players. Is it more calm this year? Like, you work a lot more without so many attention. Pressure.
Well, I always work with calm because I have I make the decisions, and I understand that somebody likes, somebody don't like. This is part of my job, and I accept different opinions. And free person, I like free opinions for everybody. So I respect everybody. But maybe what you say is true. What you say is true. Maybe this is because the team showed last year that they are good players. I mean, many people didn't have respect for these players. They thought we go to Division B, blah, blah, blah. Some people thought these players, we are not ready to play for national team, and they got the best result in the last 15 years. So they proved that they can play at high level in international basketball. And then I think that the players earn the respect that they have now. It's not me, it's the players. They have now more respect because they saw last year that they are ready to play at that level.
What do you know about the teams that you're going to play? Three teams: Finland, Hungary, and what was the last one? The Holland.
And Ukraine. Well, we played these teams last year. We played Finland and Hungary, and we played control game with Ukraine and Netherlands. So we know from last year, but we have to see what happened this year. They are beginning now the preparation. And then we have to see what players are there, but more or less we know. I mean, we know that they are strong. For example, they have very big height, more than us. So we have to be ready to play against bigger teams. And they have a big experience. But last year we beat this team, so I hope that this year we beat them also.
Do you see some players that have improved from last year?
All the players have improved a lot. I think our players have improved a lot, really. I'm very happy with this. I would say that all of them have improved a lot. Some players last year were here, now there. I think they got very good experience last summer and during the winter. I think they have improved a lot.
Last year there was something a little missing for you to qualify directly to the championship. Have you figured out what was that little thing that missed, and do you have it now?
Well, we needed two more baskets in one game. This is what was missing. But okay, we didn't have enough experience, international experience. This is the truth. And now I hope we have this experience this time. Last year that was very important for the team to grow. And now the players are more mature. They are still young, but they are more mature. They have more experience. And I hope that this can help us to win games that last year we couldn't win in the last moment, like in Montenegro and in Russia against Turkey.
In Bulgaria, we were talking all season that the championship, the Bulgarian championship, is a lot stronger than the past years. Do you think that has helped to you a lot?
Well, I think that the idea of the federation to reduce the number of teams to six, mm-hmm. and then second division another six, is very good, because then most of the games are very close. So it's no time to, okay, easy game, big difference game. That is bad for the players because they relax during the week. So if you have to play close game every week, you have to practice every week with more intensity. And I think this is good. And I think in that respect, this is big improvement, and I hope that this can help to develop better the Bulgarian players. But there are two problems still. One is the height, because most of the teams play with very small players. This is the reality. Okay, and it's not critic. It's just reality, and it's important for international basketball to develop tall players. And the other thing is that not many young players play, and then it's important. Okay, I respect players of all ages, but I said after the cup, okay, it's very nice that players like Minkova and Aidanova, they get the VIP MVP. I respect them very much. I'm very happy, but it's interesting that young players have the chance to play and show that they can do it. And I'm not saying this is problem of coaches. Maybe it's problem of the players. I don't know. But what is the reality is that I think it's important to have younger players in the league and also taller. And I think if we improve that, this is very good. But the idea of having 16 in the first division, 16 in the second division is very good, because the competition of the second division, I think, it was very interesting also. Maybe. Okay, obviously the level of the games is not the same, but I think it was very interesting, very close games, very young players, many young players playing there in the second league. So I think that was very interesting competition also. So this is the way. Unfortunately, we don't have many players in Bulgaria in number. So there are not many teams, six, not many teams. But it's good that they play like this so they can improve.